Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is July 24th, 2025. I'm back home in my office. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to go to the comments here, see who's coming on right now. Up, I see people coming in from South Florida, California, Arkansas, New Jersey. Hello to our neighbors in New Jersey. Oakland, Tennessee. Hello. Nice to see you. Utah. Welcome. Meridian, Mississippi. Welcome to you. Delaware. Let's see who else is coming. I see Washington State. The chat's moving so fast. Long Island. You know, we like to say that Long Islanders, right? They carry their O's and vowels as long as God will allow them to. That's the difference between Long Islanders and people from like the Bronx and Queens. And we just cut it off. We just cut the vowel right off in the middle of it. Sometimes we don't even get through it. Let's see who else is here. Connecticut. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Wallingford, Connecticut, Minnesota, Michigan, England. Hello to our international audience that's coming in as well. We're so happy to have you joining us from all over the world tonight. Toronto, hello to our neighbors in Canada. God bless you. We're so happy to have you with us. I see Ohio as well. I see that coming in. Colorado. Oh, let's see who else is coming in here before we begin. Lots of you coming in from all over the country. Tallahassee, see that. Alaska, hello to our friends in Alaska as well. Oh, there's a, that's Chester that you just saw walking across the back there. Yep, Chester is around. He may come in. We'll see. Oh, let's see. West Virginia as well. And let's see who else is. The chat's moving along here. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm looking for more of our international audience as well, but the chat, like I said, it's moving quite fast at the moment. Oh boy. Okay, Scottsdale, Arizona as well, and Kansas, I see. So welcome to all of you, New Hampshire as well, coming in, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York as well. We're so happy to have you with us. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Rwanda. Welcome to our friends across the globe in Rwanda. Very happy to have you joining us tonight. So it's amazing who jumps on the chat. It's so nice that all of you can come together in the chat and basically talk and just come together as the body of Christ. So what I want to do is I want to open up in prayer. We have, and I mean a lot, to get into tonight. Obamagate is erupting, and there is a lot prophetically to go over with this. Going back to 2018, we are going back 7 years with this. There's a lot to get into with this. There's something very prophetic as well connected to Watergate that is happening with this that we're going to get into as well. So what I want to do is I want to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into tonight as always. So we're going to humble ourselves before the Lord, give this over to the Lord, and we'll begin. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, through your holy, precious name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, for we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was the Passover lamb. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us. It reconciled us back to you, Lord. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ himself said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again after descending into the underworld, taking the keys from death, defeating hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He is ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing, Father, before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move. Father, let just your power and your might go forth. Let people tangibly feel your presence. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor, Lord, as we go forth mighty in you tonight. Father, order our steps, order my words tonight as we go forth. Be our front and rear guard, Father God. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels, Lord, of your power, Father. And Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to guard this place above and below against every dimensional access point as we go forth, that every work of darkness and iniquity is rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ, attempting to come against this broadcast, Father, attempting to come against this time, attempting to come against this ministry, Lord, in the sanctuary. Let it be struck down in the name of Jesus Christ, dismantled, destroyed, disabled, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless in their communication lines. Disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and let it be cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We owe you every breath. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. You breathed your life into us, Father God. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father God, as we go forth tonight in you. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to everybody who was jumping on during prayer. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. So if you could share this broadcast, we would very, very much appreciate it, because there is a lot to get into with what is erupting right now in the nation. Something far greater than Watergate is beginning to eclipse the nation. And it is basically Obamagate and what happened in the Obama administration. And there is a lot of not only prophetic connections, but there's prophetic words going way back that was beginning to point at this very thing happening. So we're going to get into all of that. So if you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. And before we get into tonight, I just wanted to thank Jan Doak. Jan sent us this lovely card to remind me of what came into our pool area. You can see it on our social media. Yogi Jr. decided to come for a visit, got into our pool area. I thought Cyrus was going to lose his stuff when he saw this bear. He got so worked up. And so Jan sent this to us. We very much appreciate this, Jan. I'm sure Yogi Jr. would appreciate it too if he knew you sent the card, and he's probably going to be back. So thank you very much, Jan, for this. We very much appreciate it. Okay, so I got my notes. There's a lot of them. Notes are going to go up on the blog, arcagrace.org. You go to current blog. They will be up there after the broadcast, probably sometime tomorrow. Okay, so we're going to go back and forth here, but I want to go back to May 14th, 2024 in a moment, because the scandal that is occurring and that is breaking with the Obama administration and collusion and what really happened in 2016 and what probably really went on all of 2023 and 2024 when they tried to put President Trump in jail. Well, now we know why. What is happening is bigger than Watergate. We thought Watergate was big. Well, this is going to end up being far greater than Watergate was. So I want to take you back to May 14th, 2024. In a broadcast, I also did a short on this. It's out. If you go down to that time on our Instagram, you'll see this short as well. When Ben stops, Judah begins. Or when Ben stops, or Benjamin stops, Judah begins its reign. And this came from the clock in London, Big Ben, suddenly stopped and froze in April. And so it started to occur to me from the Lord, when Ben stops, Judah begins. When the reign of Benjamin stops, the reign of Judah begins. And Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. David was from the tribe of Judah. David began his 40-year reign as king after Ben stopped, after the tribe of Benjamin stopped, after Saul's reign stopped. And Big Ben froze at the 9 o'clock position, 9 a.m., the first day of Passover, on April 24th, 2024, which is interesting. And at the time, I said the ninth plague on Egypt was darkness. There was darkness over the land, I believe, for 3 days in Egypt at the time of the plagues in the book of Exodus. And that the date that Benjamin stopped, the date that Big Ben, the clock froze, was 4/24/2024. If you add that up, you get 72. Now, this is something I all said May 14th, 2024. And I said, what happened in 1972? The Watergate scandal happened in 1972, where Nixon ended up resigning. Now, why this was prophetic for this time is because Saul came from the tribe of Benjamin, David came from the tribe of Judah. Obama was a Saul. Saul actually means asked for, because the Israelites asked for a king, or Israel asked for a king, and they wanted to be like the pagan nations. And the name Saul actually means asked for. Obama was a Saul. The nation was asking for it, and God gave it to them until the nation was ready to do things the way the Lord wanted to do it. So when Saul stops, David begins. When Ben stops, Judah begins. Now, 1972, Watergate. A year prior to what we have just seen break across the nation, the Lord begins having me talk about Watergate again and bringing Watergate back to people's remembrances and talking about what happened in Watergate. So I'm going to connect these two pieces for you in a moment. So I want to go to August 21st, 2024, while the DNC is happening, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where Obama is from. While the DNC is happening, there's a broadcast, right? I do a broadcast. And I want to focus on the 50. Well, hold on one second. Let me backtrack here for a moment. So August 21st, 2024, the DNC happens in Chicago. Just make a mental note of that, because we're going to go back to a word from the Lord for that. So just keep that in your mind while we go forward. But I want to focus on a 50-year mark that we have just hit. So I want to put up the article from USA Today. Richard Nixon resigned 50 years ago. The political world has never been the same. So that article was August 8th, 2024. It was within the same month that the Democratic National Convention was happening, was the 50-year mark from the time that Nixon resigned. Okay? And so he had said, Nixon, by taking this action, I hope that I will have hastened the start of that process of healing, which is so desperately needed in America. Okay, he addressed that August 8th, 1974. 50 years after Nixon resigns, Donald Trump emerges victorious as the president of the United States of America, and a reversal began. A divine reversal began. And this is how this, we're going to bring this to the culmination here. Those who were involved in Watergate were found guilty in 1975. Okay, so on January 1st, 1975, all but Parkinson were found guilty. So 1975 was the year connected to Watergate that there were those found guilty. Now, here comes the reversal. 1975 to 2025 is 50 years. Okay, 50 years ago, they found guilty in 1975, those who claimed they were involved in collusion. 50 years later, in 2025, July of 2025, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard exposes the depths of corruption from the Obama administration and the Russian collusion hoax in an attempt to stop President Obama from being President Trump from being elected. So 50 years later, in the month of July, DNI, Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, exposes the depth of corruption from the Obama administration with this. 50 years. 50 is the Jubilee on the Jewish calendar, where there is a divine reversal. What was stolen must be given back. The land must be given back to the people. This is why this is happening on the 50-year mark from the convictions on Watergate, because the time of the thieves being brought to accountability has come. We see a 50-year Jubilee reversal with parties. Even as Nixon was accused, the Republican Party set up. Now the Democratic side, because it's a reversal. Now it's the Democratic Party, President Barack Obama and his administration and his cohorts that stand accused of far greater collusion and corruption. It is reversed upon them. Now, where we find this is in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 9 through 11, right? Interesting, right? 25, 9-11. Okay. Then you shall sound the ram's horn everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall sound the trumpet throughout your land, and you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim freedom for the slaves throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. You shall not sow seed nor reap what reseeds itself, nor gather the grapes of the uncultivated vines. That's Leviticus chapter 25, verses 9 through 11. It's the year 2025. And Leviticus 25 in 2025 contains the instructions for the jubilee, and it's the 50th year since those who were involved in Watergate were convicted, which is the jubilee, because it's a reversal, because this time around, all of the Obama administration's collusion at the 50-year mark and their subversion is exposed. This is prophetic timing that you see this happening when it's happening. Okay, so that's first of all. Now, let's put up the other article here, because we have a lot to get into. There's a lot to break down here. But this 50-year mark is no accident, that this is happening at the 50-year mark from Watergate. This is a divine reversal. Okay. Irrefutable evidence. Tulsi Gabbard releases new documents targeting Obama administration, claims manipulation of intelligence. Okay. Now, this is the political backdraft that was spoken about June 8th, 2024, when I prophesied from Detroit, Michigan, about political backdraft that was coming. This is part of it, because a backdraft happens when you have a smoldering fire and all of a sudden a bunch of available oxygen comes in and there's an explosion. This is a political backdraft. This is also happening in accordance with scripture, and I'm going to show you how. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. June was Pride Month. Pride is exalted and goeth before destruction. June is pride. July is the fall. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. June was pride. July is fall then. And this is why we saw everything happen in June, including something Obama did that we're going to talk about. Because Obama did something in the month of June 2025 that set this up. So we have the CNN article, because pride goeth before destruction. So for this, for what's happening with Obamagate, for this to happen, we would have to see pride goeth first in the month filled with pride in June. So we have the CNN article. Obama's awkward call for a broad-scale Trump resistance. It was published Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. During Pride Month, this happens. And Obama's own words have come back to haunt him. He spoke these words in a month filled with pride, because pride goeth before destruction. Now, in the article, it says, this is what Obama allegedly said. What's happening is that we now have a situation in which all of us are going to be tested in some way. And we are going to have to then decide what our commitments are, Obama said, according to his transcript of his remarks provided by his office. It will be uncomfortable for a time, but that's how you know it's a commitment. He's speaking those words right on his own head. He thinks he's speaking this word on a setup for Trump and his administration. He was speaking these words right over his own head, because you do it when it's hard, not just when it's easy, not just when it's trendy, not just when it's cool. It was a significant call for a broad-scale resistance from the most popular and significant Democratic figure of the 21st century. And it comes at an important time, as the grassroots have risen up in protest like they haven't since the start of Trump's first term, but as the party still faces a remarkable leadership vacuum. His appearance, however, was also somewhat discordant. If you haven't heard much about Obama's comments, there's a reason for that. He chose to deliver them at an event which audio and video recordings were prohibited. Gee, I wonder why. If the idea was to disseminate this clarion call to the broader public, it was a weird choice of venues. He also warned about government being captured by those who, let's say, have a weak attachment to democracy. He's talking about how everyone needs to sacrifice in a historic moment, but he's clearly reluctant to go too far in using his own platform, at least for now. He's still clinging to borrow a word to the norms. That article came out after Obama made these comments in June. In a month filled with pride, this is what he's calling for, because pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. June is pride, July is the fall. And so this is how it's lining up. Now, I'm going to show you something else interesting. Back in 2008, when Obama ran for the first time, he had a slogan called Hope and Change, right? Hope and change. Barack is the one who said it. If you take hope and change and the name Barack, and you take the first three letters of the first three words, and then you take the last letter of Barack's name, you spell the acronym HACK, which is exactly what they attempted to do as far as elections, as far as policy, as far as the family unit, as far as this country. It makes the acronym HACK. Do I think that is a coincidence? No, I do not. Now, the day that Obama article comes out, June 18th, 2025, right, that I just read to you, the New York Post on the same day happens to put an article out. And this was the smoke that there was fire and it was coming. So this article, FBI emails revealed to the Post expose Biden's DOJ's obsession with piling on Trump charges. Why? Because they knew they were going to find the smoking gun. They knew this was coming and they were trying to pile the charges on to prevent this from ever happening. But because when God anoints somebody, the enemy cannot destroy them, this is why we're seeing this all now come out. Now, this article was also published June 18th, 2025. So the day Obama makes these comments, the smoke begins to come up in the nation and from Washington, D.C. Internal FBI emails revealed that rogue agents and prosecutors in the Biden DOJ were looking for ways to pile on new criminal charges against Donald Trump over the January 6th Capitol riot. This time over his involvement with the J6 prisoner choir, based on a single partisan news article. So this comes out the day Obama's saying this. And this is the moment when I had said, warned last year, we're entering the time of Daniel. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. We're here. We are to that point. That article was the warning of that. That article was the smoke. The day Obama makes these comments, this article comes out. And it is. It is the time of mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. Now, I want to take you all the way back to December 12th, 2019, because we're going back six, seven plus years with information here and with words from the Lord. Now, December 12th, 2019, word from the Lord. This is all on our blog. If you go to arcofgrace.org and you click on blogs, there's current blog and there's archive blog. The words going back to 2020, 2019 and beyond, those are in the archive blog. So this is where you can go find this. December 12th, 2019. I, the Lord God, am taking the axe to the diseased stumps of these branded and entangled mess of these very crooked trees that grew in a winding and serpent-like fashion because their roots were drinking from the rivers of darkness, not of the living water of my capital word, says the Lord. The sickle is the hook I speak of in Ezekiel, putting a hook in their jaw, and I, the Lord, am doing the same. I have put the hook in the core of what drives them. Power, control, a thirst to oppress and depress in order to attempt to elevate their father, the devil. I, the Lord, have put a hook in their jaw and in their core and am leading them in their delusions and illusions while the axe is being taken to their stump. And soon, timber capital shall be yelled and the crash will be loud, says the Lord, and send shockwaves and fear amongst those who are doing their bidding. Who will now be caught? February 23rd, 2020. Expect a scandal with Barack Obama to arise just when he thinks he will put his hand in the cookie jar and to spy with elections, voting, and information. A scandal will arise that will send him back into hiding, says the Lord thy God this day, and I will continue pressure until he surrenders, says the Lord. One of the Democratic candidates' sudden onset health issues, this is back February 2020, shifting the race. I, the Lord, am dealing with those who want to arise, for there is a spirit of demagogue attempting to arise in this country and seize power, and the spirit has found some hosts to speak its interest to the people and entice and lull them in like the Pied Piper did with all the rats, says the Lord thy God this day. This spirit is attempting to usurp the plans of Almighty God, the plans I have for the United States of America. That was February 23rd, 2020. March 26, 2020. So these are over 5 years ago. Now, this is what March 26, 2020 says. Watch what happens. The crumbling foundation of a certain party shall buckle, shall crumble, says the Lord. And the spokespeople they want to attempt to put out, says the Lord thy God this day, are going to fade back into the shadow, says the Lord, because what they have done in secret will most certainly be poured out before the country to see, says the Lord. Now is the time of exposure. Now is the time we are entering a period of great exposure, says the Lord. Watch for it, expect it, for the gasps shall rise up from the United States of America and around the world as I expose this interconnected web that reaches across the globe, says the Lord thy God this day. It shall be exposed. There shall be those that are brought to justice. Dictators shall fall, says the Lord. Parties shall become fractured. The fist of socialism is going to suffer a very heavy blow before November, says the Lord thy God this day. And I will send that spirit in retreat, says the Lord thy God this day. The eagle, you shall mount up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not be faint and not grow tired this day, my children. For that spirit is rising up in this country, said the Lord thy God this day. It is going to soar. It will soar again, but this has to be allowed for a time, says the Lord, in order for circumstances that have been foretold, what has been prophesied, what needs to be dealt with in the area of justice and vindication and the scales of justice, they have been weighed and found wanting, says the Lord. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. They have been weighed and found wanting, and those are the ones now, says the Lord. Watch for their power to be suddenly ripped from them and their foundation fall from under them. I am allowing these things to take their course, to separate the wheat from the tare and the truth from the lie, because I, the Lord thy God, say this day, will be the sword penetrating to the dividing line, because I am the word, says the Lord. I am living and active, says the Lord thy God, this day. And I penetrate to the dividing line, says the Lord, of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow. I am going down to the very dividing line, to the things you cannot see, to the things done in the dark, to the things done in secret, to the plot, says the Lord, the plots of murder, the plots of assassination, the plots to usurp every foundation I put in place in the United States of America to be a beacon of light and a friend to my firstborn Israel. They shall not usurp the foundation. I, the Lord thy God, this day used the forefathers to lay brick by brick. For I say, says the Lord thy God, this day will hold that foundation in place. However, restoration, says the Lord, the first part is to level what no longer belongs. And I, the Lord, capital thy God, this day will level what no longer belongs, says the Lord, to build up, says the Lord, what should be. And in the process, you will see those fall in Washington, in the media, leadership in the world. That was from March 26, 2020. Okay. April 17th, 2020. Watch closely, my capital children, the timing of the reemerging of Barack Obama, for he shall be baited to come back out, says the Lord, to support a puppet, a political howdy-doody. And the puppet masters are some of the most wicked, some even from other countries that do not value freedom or serve me, Almighty God. The puppet will be silenced in the pulpit, the puppet sits upon will crumble, says the Lord, as a baffling sequence of events shall take place heading to November that will leave those who are attempting to break through and conquer, will leave them puzzled, disheveled, and incohesive. For I, the Lord thy God, shall agitate and turn them up and break the agreement and alliances forged in backroom deals and secret locations around the world, says the Lord thy God, this day. Okay, we're going to move to July 19th, 2020. There's a lot here, so we're going to get through all of it. However, the enemy is going to attempt to bring forth a final push of a whirlwind of events to throw the country into even more chaos. Israel and the United States of America simultaneously, in order to attempt to shift the balance of power into the favor of those who serve him and his interests, says the Lord. Watch as more members of the old Obama administration and the opposition party to Netanyahu reemerge, all repeating as a parrot the same talking points through the airwaves in an attempt to hypnotize, capital, those watching. This is about lulling them into agreement, capital, says the Lord God, Jehovah. Now, the next one is from October 6, 2020. We have a clip. You see, I'm just going to say this for a moment. At the same time, you see this coming out with Barack Obama. You see Mamdani fleeing the country right now. You see what's happening in New York City. This is the warning. You're seeing these events happen prophetically, simultaneously for a reason. Keep close watch on those two and how they run parallel. Okay, now, October 6, 2020. We have a clip for you. This was the Clash of the Titans word that I delivered before the 2020 election. There is an excerpt from this word that has to do with what we see happening now. And so we're going to play the clip for you. It was October 6, 2020, and then we'll come back and talk. There shall be a Clash of the Titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties capitalized. And a core shall arise and come forth, a core that fight and stands for truth. My capitalized word of truth, says the Lord. My truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but, capitalized, all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard, off kilter. A surprise attack, capitalized, shall pierce and puncture their plans. They will draw their own blood, for those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood and highly competitive, my capitalized children. This is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring within groups. There is one major player in particular who shall publicly fall fast and hard, branded for what they are, says the Lord of hosts this day. Okay, that was from October 6, 2020. Chris's hair was so short. I was noted, I mean, my hair was too, but Chris's hair was so short. Now he looks like a surfer, my husband. But he had these beautiful curls and it was a little shorter, so it's fun to watch, you know, over the years. But I delivered that from the top of a mountain. I delivered that from up near the top of the mountain in Windham, New York, which is interesting. You know why? Because people in the prophetic are sent to high places to deal with things. So it's interesting that October 6th, which was Chris's birthday, by the way, 2020, this is where I'm sent to deliver this word. Now, it says there's one major player in particular. Okay, so we're looking at Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, I believe, one of them could be that major player, given the way this word was delivered. Now, October 17th, 2020, word of the Lord. You shall hear the faint song of victory get louder and louder, as what is impossible with man is possible with God. And if you will only, capitals, believe, my children, you shall see the glory of God and the historic occur. I, the Lord, am the Alpha and Omega, and I have already seen every play and move their camp could make. However, when I am for you, when I am for those anointed in leadership, capitals, who or what could be against them. They shall be covered in the residue of their own crimes, and all they have illegally gained shall quickly shrivel up as abandoned ship will be heard. Those who see the iceberg and are jumping ship early before the crash, for their Titanic will reach impact. And there are those erasing and expunging their tracks who will not go down with a ship that was never meant to make it to the other side. Then we go to January 27th, 2021. Word of the Lord. Just as there were the men of 1776, the brave men who stepped forth from the crowd to bring about change, to usher in these inalienable rights, to usher in true freedom and independence, so the Lord shall bring forth from the quagmire in D.C., from the career corrupt identical politicians, the Lord shall bring to the forefront brave men with the boldness and the convictions of 1776. And these men are marked for such a time. Congressmen, senators, governors, women shall be brought forth to join alongside this fight. Tulsi Gabbard, right? One of them. And they shall take a bold stance, a stance not for the faint of heart, a stance for truth, not counting the cost, because the Lord has searched their hearts and they have been chosen for such a time to boldly stare evil in the face and call it for what it is. Who will call out the deceptions, who under threat of persecution will speak forth with more boldness and conviction, whose cries will get louder, voices crying out in the wilderness as they all endure their own wilderness, as they are processed in the refiner's fire, because the Lord is with them in that fire. And because of that fire, they shall not bow the knee to Baal, to Asherah, to any principality attempting to keep a grasp on the regions of this nation. For they have appointed fools to do their bidding, says the Lord. The more the enemy in a panic attempts to strip them, those fighting for truth in parentheses, the greater cause for suspicion shall fall upon their camps as these mighty servants stay the course. This is a God-ordained mission. This is the brave coming together to help stop the super spread of communism and of an infectious evil, to help keep this nation the land of the free and the home of the brave. This saying shall be echoed in this hour. Okay. May 24th, 2021. Word of the Lord. And I, the Lord, say this day, all capitals, no, Obama, this land was not promised to you or any who submit and follow suit with the kingdom of darkness and the radicalness and confusion of Islam. No, this is not your land or the land of those who are actively choosing to dismantle and purge any sense of God in this covenant nation. Now, there's a clip too from January 16th, 2024 that we have. And I believe we put this this clip out as well, but we're going to play this clip for you now. This is from January 16th, 2024. It shall and will in a moment be taken from them. For those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard shall pay a heavy price this year for their deeds. But at first it was spelled D-E-A-D-S. So I have that in parentheses. And they shall be paraded out before the people. For I gave you a chance to turn from your foreign gods and agreements with haters of my children. However, you did not heed, Barak. You did not heed those in the highest offices. A garland around their neck shall not be a gift, but it is a woe, says the Lord. You did not heed Barak. And he said, those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard. Now, why is the Lord saying this? Because this is going all the way back. This was January 16th, 2024. And the past month, the story has broken that John Kennedy Jr., his plane was sabotaged and he was purposely killed because he was getting too close to finding out the truth about some things, including with his father. That story has broken in the past month. This was from January 16, 2024, because for those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard, this goes all the way back to that with the Clintons. Martha's Vineyard is ground zero with the Obamas too and things that have happened. So this is why the Lord was mentioning that place. And he says, shall pay a heavy price this year for their, it was spelled deeds, D-E-A-D-S, right? And I put that in parentheses and put deeds as well, because that is the truth now that is coming to the surface. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to go to February 13th, 2025. Word of the Lord. Purim is marked, says the Lord. The Haman shall be hunted, the decrees reversed, and a disaster shall be averted. A blood capital moon, says the Lord. Pray for the reversal of the destruction of family lines, for that assignment has gone out. However, the prayers of the saints will be what reverses it by a hair. Thus says the Lord of hosts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it goes on. Same word, February 13th, 2025. For in Chicago, says the Lord, during the Democratic convention, there was a secret meeting. All capital, their fanfare outside was simply a distraction, a shiny object, a blasphemous one for the media and reporters to cover. However, capital, in an inner room near the top floor, there was a secret meeting, says the Lord. And within that meeting, an alternative plan was discussed and measures put in place in case the rise of Kamala and the talking serpents failed. This blueprint was for a hostile takeover from within. This blueprint was formed with members of Congress, governors, members of the CIA, FBI, and Department of Education, as well as the CDC. Representatives were all there, along with former presidents, both Democrat and Republicans. Watch, a burning bush is going to come out of this, I'm telling you. And at this meeting, this blueprint was formed as emergency measures if the man called Donald Trump won. The night of the election, My Capital Children, it was activated. And those in the FBI have a copy of such. And this is why capitals, they delay such confirmations, because the blueprints are being held by directors and former directors. Brennan, says the Lord, Brennan. Okay, so this is back February 13th, 2025. Let's put up the news article from the Economic Times. Who is John Brennan, the CIA mastermind now accused of misleading America on Russia and Trump? John Brennan, the former CIA director who once stood at the heart of America's post 9/11 counterterrorism efforts, is now once again in the spotlight, this time not for what he prevented, but for what he allegedly helped create. John Brennan, 9/11. Remember, I told you this number 9/11, this is going to keep coming back within the Trump presidency for the entire time he's president. John Brennan, 9/11. President Trump's presidency is equal 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. We have seen a pattern of events happening on dates that equal 9/11. This goes back to 9/11 and a burning bush. And now this article is tying John Brennan not only to 9/11, but now what is breaking out in the the open that Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has declassified and allowed to come out in the open about what they really plotted with Russia collusion, with allegedly Hillary Clinton being given tranquilizers to keep her in line because she was so emotionally unstable, with what they were doing with the election. And so now this is all coming out. And that word of the Lord was from February 13th, 2025. Now, February 20th, 2025, word of the Lord, you make missteps, O leadership, and a very large crack is about to come forth and shall be pulled, Capitol, from the depths of what has been hidden deep in your official buildings. The evidence, Capitol, of such shall come forth, for you have entertained the persecuting spirit. You have entertained the spirit of lawlessness and antichrist, and for such your wage shall be paid this year, which means 2025, says the Lord. For the year of the Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. Capitals, a year of reversals, overturnings, siftings, shakings, shock, says the Lord, shock. The year of Purim reversals. This is a year of them. This is why it's happening this year, because this is the 50th year from when those involved in Watergate were convicted in 1975, and 50 years later, the Jubilee, the reversal has to come. Now you see the Obama administration and the heads of the CIA and FBI and all those who were involved now, it's all getting exposed what they've done. This is a year of Purim, a year of divine reversals, a year of Haman's being exposed for what they have done. And the evidence has been pulled from the depths from their official buildings, because that's where they found this. They found some of this stuff buried deep within the buildings of the federal government. Okay, now, March 12, 2025, this was the word of the Lord delivered the eve before Purim began. So this was the Purim word, right? Purim is the divine reversal, the plot falling upon Haman instead, God's people being rescued. So here's the word of the Lord from then. I, the Lord, am coming forth with might and power and rulings that will overturn nations in this time, says the Lord, that will lay their foundations bare, that will overturn and expose the underbelly of what is laid hidden for decades, for centuries. I, the Lord, in this time am tilling up the soil and exposing the root systems that have grown and twisted together that were never meant to be such. And I, the Lord, in this time shall tear capital, T-A-R-E, such a part before the leaders of nations. I, the Lord, shall cut off, capital, the deepest and thickest of roots that have been protected by clusters of smaller roots. I, the Lord, shall make sense of the mess in this season, says the Lord. I, the Lord, suddenly rewired, capital, and redirected and plucked from their own ones who now dig up their secrets, dig up their waste, dig up their thievery, dig up their scandals, dig up their deals and shell companies, dig up their lies that were thinly veiled, capital, by a fraction of truth. I, the Lord, plucked for a time and fashioned weapons from the corrupt zone platoon, from their own fields. I, the Lord, plucked up and relocated such men who in this time are exposing corruption, even though they be corrupt themselves, still in their thinking, their dealings, their lives. Though corruption exists, I, the Lord, have taken such and am utilizing them for a time as the great excavators and movers in order to bring forth the greatest heist committed against the people for decades. In parentheses, I wrote today, Tulsi Gabbard, taken from their own camp, fashioned from their own platoon, plucked from the Democratic Party now to dig up their own secrets. This is how a divine reversal works. And it goes on. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, strong and mighty, am coming forth in your nation, and I have plucked forth from the wicked's own crop, from their own assembly, those who have been commissioned as excavators. Though they do not know me, capital, I, the Lord, have allotted a time of grace and have fashioned the wicked's own weapons against them that they raised up in their camp, that they taught their ways, that they brought into their forums and were planning on utilizing them for domination on a global scale before its time. And I, the Lord, have plucked those from the crop of the wicked, and I, the Lord, have ordained a season of excavation, says the Lord. The great excavation in your nation, O Capital America, has gone forth. The great unearthing has begun in order to expose what has been buried for decades, says the Lord. I am going back and reaching back decades, says the Lord. I have fooled the corrupt, allowing them to think they have buried such deep enough. However, Capital, says the Lord, I am coming forth in this time and causing the soil to be tilled, the roots to be broken, the resource systems to be disrupted. I, the Lord, am allowing a breach, Capital, of their walls, their firewalls, their vaults, their filings, their programs, and their bugs that have caused these activities to be veiled from the people of your nation. From the people of Iran, from the people of Russia, from the people of Denmark, from the people of Europe. What has been hidden for decades is being excavated in this time, says the Lord, for I am allowing it for a time and a time. Another Strzok and Page. Cells within your own government have met. Cells of individuals intent to crash the system. They have set a time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year, a meaning of Trump's presidency, to do such. Pray it is unearthed and exposed, for disaster has been determined with the help of communist nations against the president and his cabinet, says the Lord. Pray and it shall be exposed and dismantled before your nation. A coup within a coup occurs, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day there shall be a burning bush from Purim Passover, says the Lord. A burning bush, this you shall see, says the Lord, as well as what is burned against the bushes for decades. A smoldering fire, says the Lord, that is about to have a door opened and a backdraft occur, says the Lord. That was the Purim word for given the eve before Purim, having to do with divine reversals. This is what is delivered. This is in progress and process of fulfilling right now. And this is why we have to intercede and pray for the president and his cabinet right now, because they are unearthing things and they are sending very wicked individuals who serve and who stoke high-level altars into a panic. There is a component of spiritual warfare that has to be engaged with this for this to completely be brought down. Because when you try to do this to the wicked that are in partnership with the kingdom of darkness that are stoking these altars, they are going to try to take their image and put it on an altar in order to try to destroy them. This is how the kingdom of darkness works. So right now, I'm just going to say this before we continue. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, any altars erected bearing the name or image of President Trump, bearing the name or image of Tulsi Gabbard, bearing the name or image of anybody in his cabinet, Father God, that is working to expose such things right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command those altars to be destroyed, dismantled, and that the holy fire of God completely destroys that altar. Make it so it cannot work. Make it so it is completely torn down in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Okay. May 8th, 2025, word of the Lord. For my people, for this time of the great reversals, this is the time of the great reversals, says the Lord, what you witnessed decades ago during wars, you shall see the reversals in those nations in this time. For I have given my people a window to step on the head of the serpent and subdue him in order that the greater works may come forth, the greater assignments, the greater power. The head of a serpent shall be stepped on in the White House, says the Lord, that has been parading and disguised as another. Says the Lord. We're watching this actively happen. Just watch this develop, because we're prophetically actively watching that happen. Okay. May 29th, 2025, word of the Lord, global judgments at the altar of pride. This is the word the Lord had me delivered before we entered June. It was right on the cusp of us entering the month of June, which has been dubbed Pride Month. Okay. Word of the Lord. They will all attempt to rear up in this hour and speak blasphemous utterings. They will attempt as one voice to bring an outcry. They will attempt accusations that are rooted in doctrines of demons and talking points of devils, says the Lord. Some will attempt to merge capital in this hour, says the Lord, for they attempt to raise capitals an altar of pride. They seek the witch of Endor to call up whom they please. They seek sacrifices upon this altar in order to regain a grip within the nation that is weakened, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, for that multi-headed beast shall be thrown down from a high place. in your nation. It has attempted to set up its throne and exalt itself, says the Lord. The crash capital shall be loud, says the Lord, and the leaders of each head will be struck in this time, and there shall be many scandalous falls and a stripping of the facade that they so put forth, says the Lord. Their money laundering shall be exposed, says the Lord, for they have made covenants with other nations that seek to destroy America, to launder money through their organizations. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beast, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great, the head shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride capital shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. And that is what is happening. Praise the Lord, because June is pride. July is the fall. July 18th. Okay, we'll go to this one in a moment here, because there's something transpiring as well in Florida that we have to pay attention to, and the East Coast. Now, what I'm going to warn about in a few minutes, but I'll say a little of it now, is that if ever a time we're going to see an Esther 2 moment, the King's guards conspiring against him in the United States of America, it's now. If ever a time we are going to see a multi-city attack be attempted, it's going to be now. The corrupt whole system is about to crash. It is on the cusp of the top players right now coming down, and all of their dirty laundry being exposed out in the open. This is a time we are going through a treacherous valley by the protection of Almighty God in this, because if ever a time they were going to attempt something, it's going to be now, from now to the middle of September, I'd say, around coming into the high holy days. So let me play this clip from July 18th, 2025. Word of the Lord, I actually delivered 6 days ago, and we'll play this clip and then we're going to talk about this. And says the Lord of hosts, Florida, says the Lord, Florida, capitals, high alert, says the Lord, high alert. Leadership must be sober-minded and vigilant, says the Lord, for they seek to move in a string of attacks up the East Coast, says the Lord. An underground railroad has been established to move weapons and supplies. They shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights as such, and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. Okay, so we have an article from Newsweek that will show you. There is something developing in Florida. Now, please keep in mind, too, Florida is where Mar-a-Lago is. So Florida is where one of President Trump's residences resides. Now, this Newsweek article, published July 22nd, 2025, Army warns of terror threat in Florida. And so, basically, there was a letter, I believe, sent around warning of such a threat. In fact, we'll read it right here. U.S. Army Special Operations Command sent out a letter warning about a potential terrorist threat in Florida. The letter was sent to retired senior officials living in Florida who had worked previously for the Defense Department in Syria or Iraq. Colonel Ali Weskoff, U.S. Special Operations Command Director of Public Affairs, told Newsweek, the military receives reports of threats all the time. In this case, Army Special Operations wanted to ensure the right personnel were tracking. Neither the nature of the threat nor a terrorist group was mentioned in the letter. Now, this is the rumblings of this. So what was in this word, this is the rumblings of this going up the East Coast right now. You've got this going on in Florida. You've got what's happening in New York with the mayor's race. Mamdani allegedly fled the country, for now at least, to get out of, I guess, answering or being held accountable or being questioned about anything he's doing. As he's fleeing, the Justice Department and the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is exposing and unclassifying all these documents about what really happened with the Obama administration, the Russia hoax, the collusion, trying to take down President Trump. So as this is all flooding out, Mamdani conveniently flees the country. Did he have a heads up is the question. Did he know something was up? Because the timing of that is very odd, that he flees as this is coming out. I don't think that's an accident. And I believe we have to watch going up the East Coast right now to Massachusetts, from Florida to Massachusetts, because the wicked are being cornered. This is where, like I said, we may see that Esther 2 moment with the Trump administration and the King's guards conspiring against him to harm him, and that plot being unearthed, because the wicked are now cornered and surrounded. And because they are going to attempt to strike. If ever a time we are going to see some serious attacks, multi-city attacks, these things happen. This is the temperature. There is a backdraft happening, a political backdraft on the Democratic Party and those in the Republican Party who sold out to them. We are watching this backdraft happen, and you're going to see a burning bush arise in the middle of all of this in this time, because this goes all the way back to 9/11. There is secrets that are being exposed that will go all the way back to 9/11 in this. But going up the East Coast right now, I believe, is one of the areas of high alert that we have to keep an eye on, because there's Florida, there's Washington, D.C., there's New York City. You know, it's just you've got New England and the Massachusetts area. So there is a high alert with the East Coast right now and attacks being formed because of the nature of the exposure, of the nature of what's happening, of what's coming out in the open. And you know what's happening right now? I'll tell you what's happening. Excuse me. Putin, this is coming out, and I'm telling you, Putin is sitting in his office going, I told you all I didn't do it. I told you all I didn't collude. I told you all I didn't make the dossier. I told you I had nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, Putin sitting in his office going, see, I got blamed for something that this time I didn't do. And so, because we can blame him for enough lately of what's going on with him. But interestingly enough, he did, I believe, allegedly certify the Church of Satan as a terrorist organization or something to that degree did happen recently in Russia. So this is a time that we as the body of Christ has to be interceding, have to be sober-minded and vigilant, have to understand you're dealing with an enemy that is under attack, that is being cornered, that is being exposed. Satan's about to lose some of his trophies. His interests are beginning to be torn down in this specific area. And when that is happening, the kingdom of darkness is going to try to attack. They're going to try to lash out. They're going to try to use lone wolves, okay, that don't look like they're working together, but they really are. They're going to call them lone wolf attacks. They are not lone wolf attacks. They are working together in an underground network that of coordinated attacks to make it look like a lone wolf attack that it is not. So this is why we have to pray and intercede, because if there was ever a time they were going to try to pull something right now in order to try to stop the enormous backdraft that is coming upon them, and the time of mene, mene, tekel, upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided, it is this time. If ever there was a time for this to happen, it's this time, because of the nature of what is coming out in the open and what the Department of Justice is going after. They're going after simultaneously whatever happened with Epstein, what is happening with this now with the Obama administration. They are going after some very dark things. This is why it's going to take a level of spiritual warfare in this. I think the Department of Justice needs to form a spiritual warfare division. I really truly believe that because of the nature of what they're dealing with. They're dealing with high level altars, those that serve at high positions in the kingdom of darkness, those that operate in dark powers, witchcraft, black magic, sorcery, and the like. You're dealing with those that are involved in these things. So I think the Department of Justice needs to form a division of spiritual warfare in order to understand how the enemy is moving about in the realm of the spirit that's coming into the natural, so that you can understand where the enemy is going with his attacks. Because right now, he's rearing up for a strike. The serpent is rearing up for a strike in the middle of this. This is why the Lord kept sounding the alarm. Before this came out, the Lord kept sounding the alarm about the Esther 2 moment. Esther 2. We need to pray, because this is going to bring down a whole faction of their foundation, what is coming out in the open. And when the Lord is in it, they will not be able to stop it, but they will try. And that is when those in the Department of Justice and the cabinet and the administration have to be sober-minded and vigilant and stay the course that God has given them and not get derailed by fabrications of attacks and by what they would call false flags and other things happening in conjunction with this. We are at a precipice of that. We are at a time of pressure and a boiling point in this nation that is spilling over and spilling out. This is a 9-1-1 moment in the nation. It is. This is why Trump's presidency is equal 9-11, because we have seen a string of events happen on dates that equal 9-11. We are now watching the one who sculpted the post 9-11 error, I guess, of intelligence, Brennan, now be coming into question. We are watching this 9-11 theme come up over and over and over again. It's also an alarm to God's people within the nation. It's an alarm. It's a warning to mobilize. It's a warning to get on the wall and be the watchman we were called to be. It's a warning from Almighty God to be sober-minded, armor up, stand up, buck up, and tell the enemy in the kingdom of the darkness to shut up right now, because we have been given the power and authority through Christ Jesus to trample on serpents and scorpions against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. We have been given that power to trample through the authority we have through Christ Jesus. It is not one of the 10 million Hindu demon gods. It is not Buddha. It is not Allah. It is not any other false god out there that gives that kind of power. It is only Almighty God through Christ Jesus that gives that power, because he's the name above all names, and demons tremble at his name. They do not tremble at the name of any other false god that is out there. They tremble at the name of Jesus Christ. They have to submit to that power and authority per the rules of engagement in the realm of the spirit. And we have to understand the time we're in. You have an apex ruthless predator named Satan, and you have the kingdom of darkness that are completely ruthless in how they deal with humanity. They are ruthless in how they attack. They are ruthless in their tactics. They don't have a conscience. So this is why we have to get to that level and come up a level as the church in spiritual warfare in this time to properly deal with and combat what is coming out. Because half the church, honestly, are sitting ducks in the middle of this right now. They are sitting ducks. And when a predator sees an animal that is weak, that is what that predator will go for. The church has to come up. They have to go deeper to go higher right now. We have to learn how to engage and how to engage with victory through Christ Jesus and use the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. We have been given those weapons that are not carnal. Half the church put down their weapons. They got to pick them back up because you have an enemy that is not going to stop fighting, that you are automatically at war with once you become a child of Almighty God. You are automatically at war with the kingdom of darkness. And right now, that kingdom, its interests, and those that are serve as Satan's trophies are being threatened. Those that have done the bidding of the wicked are being threatened. Satan's interests are being threatened right now in the midst of this. And when an animal, a predator, is threatened, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to fight and they're going to lash out, or they are going to flee. And many times they attack and engage, especially if they're an apex predator and they think they've got an edge on you. This is why it is so crucial in this time and in this season as believers to emotionally mature, get serious about the word, come up in emotional maturity, get the mind of a soldier in the army of the living God. The mind of Christ is that. That is the mind of a soldier that is in the army of the living God dealing with an enemy that you know. You cannot fight an enemy you don't know. You cannot know what works against an enemy you don't know. You have to deal in combat in order to understand in combat how an enemy engages. And so many of you out there are tired because of the warfare, but you're chasing your tail because God has allowed it in order to teach you how to properly engage. And instead, you're chasing your tail and whining and saying, why, God, why? Instead of picking up the sword you put on the ground and you haven't picked back up that you need to pick back up in this time because God is requiring it of his people. This is the time for it. This is the time for it in the Department of Justice right now. In the Department of Justice, they got to clean out the corruption themselves. They got to submit to God right now themselves. They have to come before them humbly and wholeheartedly themselves in the midst of this. Because the one that's going to protect you right now from the one that wants to kill you is Almighty God. It is coming under his wings and his feathers that we as his people take refuge, and his truth is our shield and buckler. His truth is our protection. Speaking his truth and understanding the authority of the word. They need, if they're not doing it, please do have Bible studies at the Department of Justice right now. Understand what is behind the people you're going after, because they have a source, and the source is coming from the kingdom of darkness. So if you really want to understand how they are driven, what gives them power, what drives them to do what they do, how they think, you need to understand the well from which they're drinking. And the well from which they're drinking is from the kingdom of darkness and the factions and divisions that come along with that. That's the well they're drinking from. If you want to find out how the water was poisoned, you go to the source. Right now, if you want to find truly the source of how they have been able to do what they've done, you've got to understand what is coming through from the kingdom of darkness into what came into the Obama administration, what's coming into Mamdani's camp, what's coming into these areas, because you're missing a whole piece and faction of weaponry if you choose to forego that. And you don't want a rageful demonic attempting to run circles around you where you can't see it coming. This is why spiritual warfare is going to become such an important component in this nation over the next 3 years. Over the next 3 years, spiritual warfare is going to become an incredibly crucial and important component in order for the administration to accomplish what it is going to accomplish. It is needed. It is required. God is opening the door for it, and we need to understand that. So praise the Lord. All glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. I felt that. Praise the Lord. Okay, so a few things here at the end before we finish for the evening. because I'm heating up here like a furnace. Okay. One of the things we wanted to do was there's a woman locally in Hopewell Junction we wanted to help who reached out to us. So she has three kittens that were born on her property that she's taking care of that are in desperate need of fosters or a home right now. Please call Susan at 845-702-4554. If you can take care of these kittens, foster them, if you can adopt them, if you can do that, Ark of Grace would be glad to help you with some of the vet expenses for getting them to the vet and getting them cleaned up. You can reach out to us. But please call Susan if you can help adopt these precious, precious little kittens. There's three of them. There's three of them and a mom. So yeah, Susan's local. So we wanted to make sure to try to help Susan. Okay, secondly, our event section. There's a couple of things in our event section I wanted to point out to everybody. So the first, ways to donate to Ark of Grace. We get tons of emails on this. So all you have to do is go to our event section and we have all the ways listed if you feel led in that direction. So we're just letting you know that that is there because we're getting a lot of emails about it and we figured it would just be better maybe to just put it up there and just point you in that direction. Okay. Also, we have the gala in the event section. So we have our gala as well. And so this is our second annual gala. Donna Clement is going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking. The ticket, you know, the latest you can get a ticket is August 23rd. So you can make a phone call, go to hello, and contact us that way about that. That is also in the event section. And also we're on pray.com. Praise the Lord. All glory be to God. We are on the platform. You have to search it by Amanda Grace, and it will take you to our area on pray.com. It's an app you can upload or download. In fact, it's the number one Christian app in the world. We are on pray.com Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. Ark of Grace plays on pray.com. So we just thank Matthew Potter for inviting us on the platform. We very much appreciate it. It is a blessing. Oh, praise the Lord for that. Yep. Don't forget to like and subscribe and hit the notification bell because it'll notify you the second we go live or we put content out. So two more things before we go tonight. We're going to put up Sentry H2O and then we'll put up Givaderm. This is Sentry H2O. It's a 5-stage water filtration system. They have them for under the sink. They also have them for your whole house if you would like them. They remove many harmful toxins, not only for you, but for your pets. Your pets can be affected if the mineral content is too high in your tap water. So you can use promo code GRACE10 for a discount and go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. And Givaderm, we love these ladies. I'm the godmommy to their beautiful, adorable puppies. Givaderm is an incredible skincare line. I use it twice a day. It is plant-based, all natural. It is food for your face. It is one of the best I have ever used. I am not just saying that. These ladies have come up with an incredible product, and they love the Lord, and they are truly a blessing. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. You could use that every time you order. So if you want to learn more, please head on over there to Givaderm a try. Absolutely amazing. Chris uses it too, by the way. It took a while, but Chris gets his own package now. These women are so wonderful. They send Chris his own Givaderm package now every month. And so he loves their soap. So I'll tell you what Chris loves. Chris loves their soap. He loves their eye cream. And he loves something called Mother Slugger, which I use as a primer before I put my makeup on. They come up with the most hilarious names, these women, for these products. But those are the three products that Chris loves. I happen to love Uplift and Mother Plumper. Love both of those. I think both of those products are amazing. So just wanted to give them a shout out before we end tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51. All incredible Psalms, all to speak. The word of God is living and active. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You have to activate it. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, those chapters, not only to read fully, but in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, there are scriptures I say from those chapters every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. That is straight spiritual intelligence that came from the throne room of God that Jesus Christ taught his disciples how to pray. We should be taking serious note of that and incorporating that into our prayer life, as well as Hebrews chapter 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, that is in the Word of God. So we always like to encourage you in the Word, because we really should be in the Word every day. It is our soul food. It is living and active and current for every generation. And in the environment we are in right now and what we are dealing with in this nation, you need to be feeding yourself the Word and growing in your faith and your walk with the Lord. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team for all your help tonight. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll be putting shorts out the rest of the week, and we will be back on Monday, everyone. Keep the faith. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs, whether you want